KFIZ News Time is 9:12, 12 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Friday morning as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. Getting sunshine at 63 as we kick off hour number two, and our number two is always devoted to our conversations with our friends in law enforcement behind the badge with the City Police Department. Up first, Officer Steve Olson joining us here on a Friday morning, a live edition of Behind the Badge here on a Friday. Steve, good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Spencer. Good morning to you on this beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day outside. Looks like a pretty good weekend. Maybe a little bit of rain on Saturday. Not an all-day washout, so that's certainly some good news. And, you know, we keep inching closer toward Memorial Day weekend and that unofficial kickoff to summer. And it sounds like a lot of folks are going to be traveling this year, so a lot different than where we were just 365 days ago. That's good.
Isn't that the truth? Thank goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
It's good to be here live today.
Yeah, it's like we've talked about before, kind of a rare occurrence, but it's good to have the live conversations on the air and talking.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was unable to record the show yesterday because, as I think most people have probably heard, and maybe we're even there in attendance, yesterday we had our annual Fond du Lac Police Memorial Ceremony over at Hamilton Park, and just kind of wanted to recap that today, and it was a beautiful ceremony and was well attended. So first of all, thank you to all the citizens that came out to be a part of that. As a police officer, all of us that, it's a very special ceremony that we do to, honor our fallen. And the weather was great, which is always kind of, we cross our fingers and that we have nice weather. It was a beautiful afternoon, and it was a great ceremony.
Yeah, I had a chance to watch it on our Facebook feed, but, I've had a chance to attend over the last couple years, and it's really, a very moving ceremony, obviously, with honoring of not just the law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty here in Fond du Lac, but also across the nation, but especially looking at those that have lost their lives serving the public and keeping the community safe. It's important to remember and honor their sacrifice for our community, and another great ceremony to take in yesterday, and like you said, beautiful weather for it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things that, we wish we didn't have to have a ceremony for that. Mm-hmm. When I started my career back in, 1996, which doesn't seem that long ago, but, maybe I was just a little naive at the time or, just from growing up here, in the Fond du Lac area, always feeling, a sense of security and safety. I honestly never imagined in my law enforcement career that I would be in a situation, working, with someone, coworker, and then subsequently losing them to a line of duty death. Not in my, I never even fathomed it. And, March 20th, 2011 changed so many of our lives, the way, those of us that experienced it, that were either there in person that day, or just, that had worked with Officer Burkholz, will never be the same. To follow that up, 4 years later, almost to the day, we lose Wisconsin State Trooper, State Patrol Trooper Trevor Casper. And, this is, our way of, keeping their memories alive, along with, William Prinsloo, who, lost his life in line of duty in 1898. And, of course, Officer Nick Klasky, who his end of watch in 1961. It's, they're not here anymore, but their families are, and their friends are, and their coworkers are. So this is, our tribute to them. And as awesome as that ceremony was yesterday, there are so many people that had their hand in it, whether they, were behind the scenes or they shared their special talents with us. And I just want to, take a moment and make sure that, they're recognized. And so first and foremost, our chief, Bill Lamb, who you know, is he sets the tone. And, you know, and this was his last one. You know, he's retiring next Tuesday, so big shout out to him. And working, you know, with him closely with this is Officer Bednarik. Brian is, if you were there yesterday or if you watched it, he was the one that was in charge of our honor guard. And what is really cool to me about that particular ceremony is it's a blended honor guard. It's not just the city of Fond du Lac, but it was honor guard members from the village of North Fond du Lac, Wisconsin State Patrol, and the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. But Brian is the one that you heard, you know, shouting, you know, commands. And just he is the epitome of professionalism when it, you know, in that role. I mean, he's an incredible police officer, and with his military background, he just does a wonderful job. So Brian put countless hours into the planning of, you know, the intricacies of changing out the honor guard members that were up at the memorial stones, and they just did an awesome job. So big thank you to Officer Bednarik and all the honor guard members that helped us, along with kind of the MC of the event, which is our lead chaplain, our lead police chaplain, Pastor Grant Baumgart. Couldn't have done it without him. And then, you know, we had some special guest speakers. We had City Council President Dr. Kay Miller shared some very nice comments, and Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Anthony Burrell as well. So we certainly thank them for being there. And then I got so many compliments for the choir that was there yesterday. And every year we try to bring in, you know, some form of some musical selections, and we try to feature our, you know, our kids in the school district. And this year we were absolutely blessed to have the Winnebago Lutheran Academy Traveling Choir at our ceremony. They performed the national anthem along with a special rendition of Amazing Grace. And wow, what talent did young kids Winnebago Lutheran has under the direction of Dale Whitty. And they were phenomenal. Got lots of people came up to me afterwards and were asking, where were those kids from? So if you're wondering, they're from Winnebago Lutheran Academy. It's a traveling choir, just awesome. And then every year, kind of the, you know, people I really think look forward to it, and I am absolutely blown away. I don't know how anybody plays this particular instrument, and he plays it well, is our very own Lieutenant Jason Roberts from the fire department on the bagpipes. And then he has a partner that started helping him on drums, our own firefighter Andy Aird. So big shout out to those two gentlemen. And then, of course, on the playing taps each and every year for us has been Josh Michael. So big shout out to everybody that helped pull that ceremony off. Again, couldn't have done it without them. So
yeah, you mentioned the choir. That was beautiful singing as always. Just like I said, all the times I've been able to attend or watch, it's been a very moving ceremony, and it's all part of you know, Peace Officers or Police Week. And I know Peace Officers Memorial Day is, I think it's tomorrow, the 15th is the Memorial
Correct.
Day. But it's all an important, you know, to keep those in mind, like we said before, who have you know, given their lives serving this community. And whether it be all the way back in 1898, like you said, to 2015 with Trooper Trevor Casper, or the most recent one to pass away serving the community. It's an important and very moving ceremony. And Police Week, very important week, too, to you know, just recognize the work that folks like yourself, Steve, and all the people of, you know, local police departments, whether it be, you know, Fond du Lac, North Fond du Lac, Campbellsport, the Sheriff's Office, wherever, all the work that they're doing and the things that officers are facing on a daily basis, too.
Absolutely. If anybody has you never taken the time to check out the law enforcement memorial over at Hamilton Park, I would strongly, you know, just ask you to do that. We're very fortunate to have that memorial in our city, and it's a beautiful memorial, right on Sophia Street there. So if you haven't checked it out, you know, take a drive down there and, you know, just kind of spend a little time there and kind of just let it sink in that, you know, what it represents. And, you know, I know the families of the fallen certainly appreciate that. So, yeah.
Anything else going on this week, Steve?
There's always stuff going on. Do you know what I learned earlier this week? And I, you know, every once in a while in law enforcement, this happens to me where, you know, laws will change and I don't always seem to get that memo. And yesterday at school, one of my coworkers, teacher, came up to me and said, hey, can you talk to my son, who happens to go to Tyson, about the law on riding his electric scooter? And this teacher was telling his son, hey, you can't ride that electric scooter in the roadway because that's how the law was. And I said, sure, I'm happy to talk to him about it. And I thought, you know, before I do, I just want to double check that my recollection of the law is correct. And I went and looked. Do you know what? In 2019, the electric scooter law changed, Spencer. So this is great news. You can get your electric scooter out.
Oh.
As long as it has a pair of handlebars on it, it weighs less than 100 pounds and goes less than 20 miles an hour. You can ride that thing.
Okay.
You can ride it on the road. They're kind of classified as bicycles now. And I was not aware of that. So there you go. You know, anybody that's, you know, has electric scooters, just be careful on them, you know. But any law that a bicyclist must follow, speed limit, signage, all that, you still have to obey those with your electric scooter. But, yeah, 2019, new law. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Well, some good news there to share.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I could just kind of on a roll with sharing information, this is a little plug here for I coach/advise a youth golf program at Tyson here, doing my part to get kids exposed to the game of golf. And every year we seem to struggle with finding clubs to fit kids that, you know, don't have golf clubs. If anybody out there, you're cleaning out the garage this spring or you've got a set of golf clubs that you think may benefit some youth in Fond du Lac, certainly you can give me a call either at the police department or call Tyson and say, hey, can I talk to Officer Olson? I've got a set of golf clubs that some of his students might be able to use. We would gladly take those off your hands. So,
very cool.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Steve, with that,
next week's show, I've got a special guest coming in, so everybody make sure you tune back in for that. Another big show, but everybody have a safe weekend and get out there and enjoy the weather.
Excellent. Steve, thanks as always. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, Spence.
Officer Steve Olson joining us here at KFIZ. It's Behind the Badge with the City of Fond du Lac Police Department.